From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Marcia Makati reports in the Albany Times-Union that at least one immigration attorney is beginning to tell stories about what is happening with the 330 immigrants being held by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials at the Albany County Jail. Camille Mackler, Director of Immigration Legal Policy at the New York Immigration Coalition, said, and I quote, "What's really shocking to me is that they're really disoriented. They don't know where they are. They don't know the day. No one has explained anything to them," end quote. Mackler said many are asylum seekers who, once detained, were put into processing centers, which they refer to as ice boxes because there are no beds and the air conditioning is emitted from the floor. Some report physical and verbal abuse by Border Patrol agents, as well as some children getting their food taken away from them if they do not eat immediately, and women not given access to hygienic products like pads, Mackler said. More than 300 attorneys and interpreters are currently volunteering at the jail on Albany Shanker Road to help the immigrants. Read the full story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposal for storm surge barriers in New York Harbor that might affect communities along the 153-mile-long Hudson River estuary upstream. The Hudson River Protection Group Riverkeeper is warning about the proposal that they believe the only option that should be considered is one limiting construction of barriers to the city's shoreline area. Riverkeeper says on its website that the proposals for other surge barriers could diminish tidal flows as far north as Troy. Riverkeeper says on its website, and I quote, "These offshore barriers would start to restrict the tidal flow, contaminant and sediment transport and migration of fish. They would impede the tidal respiration of the river. We fear that a slow death would be inflicted on the river and that in time the barriers would slowly but surely strangle the life out of the river as we know it," end quote. Nancy Brighton, Watershed Section Chief of the Army Corps of Engineers, said studies are being conducted now to determine the impact upstream on the Hudson River ecosystem. She said, and I quote, "The Corps of Engineers Research Laboratory is doing some modeling on how the water would move and what will happen, if anything, to the tides," end quote. The Army Corps will host an information session July 11th in Poughkeepsie, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hudson Valley Community Center at 110 South Grand Avenue. The proposal can be viewed online at a link on the WGXC Newsroom. Written comments should be emailed by August 20th to nynjharbor.tribstudy@usace.army.mil. They can also be sent by mail to Nancy Brighton, Watershed Section, Environmental Analysis Branching Planning Division, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New York District, 26 Federal Plaza, Room 2151, New York, New York, 10279-0090. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silverstein in Capital Confidential rounds up different political opinion about President Donald Trump's nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Both of New York senators are Democrats and are opposing the nomination. Kirsten Gillibrand's statement read in part, and I quote, "If Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, he would tip the balance of the Supreme Court even more against workers' rights, civil rights, and women's rights for decades to come. I do not think he's the right choice for our country, and I am going to vote against him and urge my colleagues to do the same," end quote. Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less." Judge Kavanaugh's long track record of partisan politics comes with a long paper trail. The Senate must be able to access and adequately review all documents, emails, and paperwork associated with Kavanaugh before the process moves forward, end quote. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is in the House and does not have a vote on the nomination. He left a message on Twitter that read in part, and I quote, "President Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh is an excellent choice. Judge Kavanaugh has compiled an outstanding record on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. He has a long record of decisions being upheld by the Supreme Court and is someone who understands that the role of a judge is to interpret our Constitution and laws, and not to make law from the bench, end quote. Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "President Trump's Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh extends his push to pack the court with extremists who support his misguided policies and will help insulate him from legal accountability for his past actions. The Senate should fulfill its constitutional duty and decline," end quote. Kenneth Lovett in the New York Daily News is one of the reporters covering candidates running for New York governor who might be breaking the law. Cynthia Nixon is giving away a device used for smoking marijuana with the signature of Abby Johnson and Alina Glazer, the stars of Comedy Central's Broad City, to one of her gubernatorial campaign supporters. But the chance to win a bong may not be legal. Famous defense attorney Ron Kuby says the contest is a, and I quote, "technical violation of federal law," end quote, prohibiting the sale of offering for sale of drug paraphernalia, but said, and I quote, "I would be thrilled to represent her pro bono should U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions and his band of trolls arrest her," end quote. Casey Seeler in the Albany Times-Union reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign over the weekend changed the language of a fundraiser invitation that initially offered an, and I quote, "all-you-can-drink happy hour," end quote, which would have violated the law. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.